Hi, Happy Enders. You guys get two this week because you didn't get one last week. Sorry about that. There was a little bit of miscommunication. I am going to work on a best of and get some clips for you guys. That's what was supposed to happen last week, but it didn't happen. So sorry about that, but I'm here. Everything's fine. Life just kind of got a little bit crazy, but as it does, I did two massages. This one is actually a super quick one. His name is Guam Felix. He is a door guy at the Comedy Store. He's an interesting character. He's got a very long ponytail that he braids. Super nice guy. He's been around forever. He used to work in San Diego. You guys can hear all that, but he's a very interesting person, so I really wanted to get him on the table, and he had to go back to work, so that's why this one's so quick. So I hope you enjoy. Please like, click, subscribe, send me emails at joyshappyendings@gmail.com, anything like that. And once again, shout out to Care by Design and Absolute Extracts. You guys are amazing, providing me the lotion and the CBD lotion and the CBD pills to keep my anxiety down and to keep the inflammation down on all of these people that I'm working on and making them feel as best as they can. So enjoy.
Get undressed, get under the sheets. Ooh, you're in for a treat. No, I promise this is not a dream. It's just a happy ending with Joy Eileen.
Well, I'm sorry about my shoes. You want me to take them off?
Shut up.
You see my scarf?
I do. It's kind of hard to miss.
Get the ponytail.
Okay, smile.
Did we get your lavalier mic on?
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Well, Curtis is going to come yell down here. Come on, go set up the belly room.
I'm going to get you fired. You're literally laying down on the job.
I know. I'm not clocked in yet, though, so. That's why I told you I had like 10 minutes.
All right.
What's the name of the channel?
It's Happy Endings Podcast.
Is that just dry skin?
Yeah. Probably.
Probably. Okay.
Oh, no, the brown stuff?
Uh-huh.
No, that's a birthmark.
Oh. Did you know I have a birthmark? No, you don't know this. I have a birthmark on the back of my legs. Mm. And my dad, well, I was like 16 and I was wearing super short shorts. And my dad was like, what's on the back of your legs? I was like, what? And then I was like, my birthmark? And he's like, has it been there since birth? So that's why it's called a birthmark.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm going to go to work after I fall asleep.
Can't fall asleep. You have to talk.
Okay. I'll stay awake.
Okay, tell me about the ponytail, tell me about your last wet dream. I don't care, but you have to talk. Tell me about what you would do if you were sleeping, but just don't do it.
Well, everybody always asks the same question. So the first question is, I've been growing my ponytail for about 8 years. It's because they always wonder how long I've been growing it.
Is it because a girl hurt you?
No. Oh my God.
A girl hurt you, huh? Wait, stop it, talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta ask me something.
You said, no.
How do you find girls?
How do I find girls?
Yeah.
You hit them on the patio. You hit on me on the patio.
Yep.
I was wearing red pants. Mm-hmm. And you said I could massage you while we went over my jokes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
But you didn't finish. You started and you said, there's a couple questions everybody asks, and I was waiting and you only said one, and normally a couple is more than one.
Okay, so I'll go down the quick bio.
Go down the bio. The bayou.
I've been single 14 years, and the reason why is because I've been super busy.
Oh, we're getting the Tinder bio. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting the Tinder bio. And I'm 47, even though I look like I'm 35.
In what world? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
When did you have your back surgery?
I had the first one in 91 and the second one in 97, so it was a while ago.
Why? Fusion.
The second one was a work accident.
Okay.
And then the first one was just wear and tear from playing football and working construction.
What'd you play in football?
I played linebacker.
Where'd you play?
In San Diego. That was just high school.
Okay, you didn't go to college?
No.
When did you know you wanted to do comedy? You only gave me 10 minutes, so we're... Yeah. This is like, oh, I knew I was going to hit that.
I was, 21, and my ex-girlfriend, she just told me, she goes, how come you never tried to do stand-up comedy? And I said, you know what, I should try it. So then I did one open mic, I bombed, and then I just kept on, she just kept on telling me, no, go back, keep on going back.
Is she trying to get rid of you?
No.
She's like, leave.
No, she kept on telling me that I always made her friends laugh, so then I just got hooked on it, and I just never looked back.
When did you move from San Diego to here?
I've been here about eight or nine years. Oh, my goodness.
Where were you born?
I was born in Bremerton, Washington, and then I lived there in Tacoma until I was 12, and then I moved down to San Diego.
So you grew up...
God, it's so hard not to drool all over this camera.
It's not my camera.
Oh, my goodness. And when I first came up here, I was...
abused.
When I first moved here to Hollywood, I was living in Jimmy O. Yang and Terrell Wright's closet because I asked those guys if I could move in with them. And then we moved into another place. I finally was staying in the living room.
So you got out of the closet. So when did you come out of the closet?
Probably about 6 years ago.
How did you meet the chick in prison?
Oh, that girl? Oh, I was actually, I was a DJ in Tucson.
Strip club DJ?
Yeah, and she was a dancer, and we became really good friends. And then next thing you know, she got locked up.
Can you tell why she got locked up?
She got locked up for, I believe it was for, drugs. She told me, she told me she was, she was doing, I don't know if it was ecstasy or she was trying heroin, one of the two. But her and two of her friends decided to break into somebody's house.
Oh, shit.
And that's what she got, then that's what she got busted for.
It was heroin, it wasn't ecstasy.
But when she got in there, she actually did get cleaned up, and then we were riding each other back and forth. I just wanted to, keep her company while she was in there.
Is she out now?
Yeah, but I haven't talked to her in a really long time. I lost touch with her.
Okay.
So, oh, my goodness. It's so hard to stay focused when you're about to pass out.
You can't pass out. You got to go to work. When am I done with you? How long do I have you?
What, do you know what time is it right now?
Yeah, it's 6:11. I kept my phone there.
Okay, I got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Goodness. Actually, just this little massage is going to help me a lot just for tonight. Now, let me ask you this. 1 to 10, how stressed is my back?
You're tight, but you're not I have a couple hunchbacks.
Oh, really?
At the chiropractor, so yeah. And you move really well. Your muscles are moving. Okay, funniest thing that's ever happened, but not comedy related.
God, that's a tough question. Funniest thing that ever happened.
If you get together with family or friends and you're like, holy shit, do you remember that one time I drank a fish out of a toilet bowl or something like that?
Jesus, there's a bunch of stories like that. I got to see if I can try to pinpoint one.
Get it.
Oh. I think I was in second grade, and my cousin was, I think, in third grade or something like that. But we were little kids, and we were over at his house. And when you're little, you do disgusting things to each other. So I don't know what the hell my cousin was thinking, but something happened, he fell or something, and I was laughing at him really loud, and he had touched some dog doo-doo, and he literally swiped my mouth with it, and I had it on my teeth, and oh my God, it was so fucking disgusting, but I'll never forget how my cousin and my other cousins were laughing at me about that shit.
Ladies, he's single.
Yeah, I know.
Did they call you like shit mouth or something?
No, no, that was just one of those memories that, like you said, when we were around family, that my cousin always brings up. They always bring up that story.
Do you have any others? Give me another one.
Oh my God, probably. Jeez, I can't even think right now. Funniest stories. Oh, here's a crazy story.
Okay.
One time we went over to my one of my family members' house for Thanksgiving, and one of my uncles was like really mentally crazy, and what happened was we're like all in the living room and in the dining room, everybody's watching football and stuff, and all of a sudden everybody was like, dude, what is that smell, right? And it was like a real horrific smell, and so my aunt goes in the kitchen and she starts screaming.
Oh, no.
And my uncle, that was like, you know, mentally disturbed, he was jacking off on the turkey. He opened up the oven and he was literally jacking off on the turkey. And that was like...
But what was the smell?
The smell was his jizz on top of the turkey, that the hot turkey that was coming out of the oven.
What did it smell like?
Oh my God, you don't even want to know.
I kind of do.
It was like putting bleach on top of a turkey.
What the fuck does your uncle eat that his jizz is bleach like?
No, he was, what do you call it? Remember, but he was just crazy. We're
concerned
stories.
With the consistency of his jizz.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I know what jizz smells like. There is a tree that used to be in our compound where we live, and it smelled, when it flowered, it smelled like jizz. And my father-in-law one day, I was like, you know that tree? And he's like, I know, your mother-in-law says it too, your sister-in-law says it too, and they finally cut it down. So, like, I know what jizz smells like. I've tasted it enough and had it on my chest enough.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that I'd be like, what's that smell? Like,
I don't know. It smells like bleach to me.
Does your cum smell like bleach?
Maybe it's hereditary.
Yeah.
Mine does.
Mine smells like bleach, so.
Have you ever tasted yours?
Hell no.
Why not?
What
comes out of you?
Jesus, I'm going to throw up all over this camera.
It's not mine.
Oh, that tree has to be a really good way to measure when your daughter loses her virginity.
Not even that, because everybody goes through the stages. Like, it's hand job first. Well, no, it's dry humping, hand job, finger banging, finger blasting, and then it's normally the butthole, and then it's the vag. Jeez. Yeah, those are California girls, not Canadians. Poop hole, loophole.
Nope.
You're still a virgin if you put it in your butt. I did not go there. I skipped straight to the vagina.
Jesus Christ. See, this is why I'm so glad I don't have a daughter. I don't have to deal with all that.
Do you know that for sure?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I felt that one right there.
The daughter one or the massage?
No, the massage. She like really got in there.
All right.
Have you had a massage before?
Yeah, but I'm gonna pay Joy to do this again.
All right.
You don't have to be in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take off your shirt?
Yeah.
What about the pants?
No, I'll get down on my underwear or whatever. But
no, you gotta do a shoe rip for us.
Boxers?
I don't know why I'm there for a professional massage, but.
Wait. Are you boxers, briefs,
tight? Boxers.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
I think thong.
All right, Guam the thong. All right, you're free.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now I'm gonna smell like the oil.
You smell like bleach.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God, that was so good.
Oh my God, your shirt's off.
Oh. Whew. Jeez. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Grom.
Did you ever think I looked like this?
No, but...
Emily, are you checking out Guam?
Oh, look at those tattoos, yeah.
No, a lot of people, that's another thing, too. It's like, because they know me, and then they're like, oh, you have tats?
Very sporadic tats.
Yeah. Actually, these tats are old as hell. I got these tats, like, probably, like, 20 years ago.
I'm not saying anything. Mine are sporadic, too. Like, yeah. I have them in weird places.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so good.
A 9? A 9? Yeah.
Woo! Jesus, that was like everything.
was like 10 minutes.
I know, that's why if everybody did the hour, I probably would just be out, sleep.
I wouldn't let you. No, she jams elbows in people. Yes.
All right, that was my episode with Guam Felix. I hope you guys liked it. Once again, please like, click, subscribe, send me emails, joyshappyendings@gmail.com, and I will talk to you guys next week.